Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. This is episode number 167, and today I'm going to be answering a question from Sarah Jane. That's a question that many people have, and I know I struggle with it in the beginning myself, and that is, how do I find a balance between building my own brand and my presence online and marketing my company, my direct sales network marketing company, because my goal is to obviously sell products and sponsor people into the business. So that's the topic of today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's so glad to be spending some time here with you today. And before we get started, I'd just love to say, send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. Let me know where you're listening from, what you're doing, and all that good stuff, and what episode you're listening to and what value you're finding, because I love to keep engaged and interact. I love for this to not be a one-way street. That's the beauty of social media and mediums like this, where you can get the word out. You can really begin to develop great relationships with people and get to know people, and it's really a lot of fun. So send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. If you have a question for the show, just add the hashtag pound Jackie Almer or hashtag Jackie Almer and let me know your question. And as I mentioned, Sarah Jane asked this question, and it's a great one, and that's what we're going to cover. Oh, quickly, just want to remind you that my Inner Circle coaching program over at jackiealmer.com/coach is up and running. Really been focusing on Instagram and video marketing lately, so some new training modules going in there. Come check us out, come play along in the community, and get yourself out there. It's how I've sponsored over 1,800 people personally in the last 15 years and become a top earner in network marketing. Okay, so how do I find a balance and a voice in developing my own brand and still marketing for my primary company? And this is a great question. So to answer it, I'm going to just kind of share a little bit of my story. So if you've heard it before, you can go fill your iced tea or whatever and come back in 2 minutes. I hope to not take longer than that. Anyway, so my story, when I started online, I built my entire first website, which is streetsmartwealth.com. It's getting a full makeover. It's not quite there yet, but you can go check it out and see, because I am keeping that domain because I love that domain. I've talked about that a little bit, my angst between branding myself under jackiealmer.com. I started on streetsmartwealth.com and then moved over when I started blogging, and I still have a little anxiety over it because I really love the domain streetsmartwealth.com. Because it means something, it creates interest, and JackieAlmer.com means nothing to nobody except my mom and my husband and my family. Anyway, you get where I'm going with that. I understand. I truly do understand the purpose of branding, and I would never not own my name, but I like Street Smart Wealth better. Okay, so anyway, when I started my journey online, I built everything under streetsmartwealth.com, and I built it all around my primary company, which at that time was Excel Communications. They've been gone since 2004. Anyway, that was my very first network marketing company and a telecommunications company, and I built the whole website around that company. Then a few months later, I decided to change companies. I won't get into all the details about that, but when I did, I opted to go at that point with a nutritional company. So I changed everything on streetsmartwealth.com, changed my keywords, changed my focus, and turned it toward a nutritional company. Well, a couple years into it, I really determined that nutrition is not a fit for me. I'm passionate about nutrition. I use a lot of nutritional products, but marketing it just does not resonate with me. And that's just a personal reason, and I don't have to get into those either. And if you're with a nutritional company, don't let that, you know, worry you or be a turnoff or whatever. It's just not right for me for a number of reasons. And you can certainly contact me if you want to know why. So by that time, I had aligned myself, had partnered with a candle company. And I decided then that I did not want to build anymore on that website around branding it around that company. I was starting to get really good organic traffic for terms like network marketing and different things like that. And this was in 2003. And I really didn't want to upset the apple cart. So I launched an entirely different website to market for that and to kind of brand under that, those keywords and that type of company, but not to brand specifically around that company. So I kind of took the approach for a long time that I wanted to keep everything generic, never let anybody on my generic site know who my company was, make them dig for it, et cetera. And I've kind of softened on that over the last year or so, just because you can find out. It's not like it's a big mystery, the company that people are aligned with. And there's nothing wrong with that. I figure we're all adults here. And it's kind of funny. I listened to a podcast a few times. I have a podcast of an airline pilot because my husband's an airline pilot and I was in the airline industry for years. And I just kind of find it interesting. So I listened to a podcast on a semi-regular basis by a pilot and one by a flight attendant. And the pilot's the one who got the flight attendant started. And it's kind of funny. They don't say the name of their airline. And I figured it out very easily because I know all the hubs for the airlines and blah, blah, blah. But most of the time I figure, you know, we don't hide who we are in any other endeavor. Like if I worked for Keller Williams Real Estate, I would have it out there, Keller Williams Real Estate, and wouldn't worry about that competing with other real estate agencies or whatever. So I've kind of softened on my thoughts behind, you know, putting it out there who my primary company is. But what I haven't really softened on is building the entire site around that company brand. So how do you balance that? The way you balance it is that you always lead with yourself first. Your homepage, if you have two choices, you can either make it your blog post or you can make it a static page that kind of brings people in, introduces them and that kind of thing. That page and your About Me page really need to take a strong stance toward who you are and branding you. Your brand is your voice, your story, what you stand for, your values, and the type of content that you're putting out there all the way around. You know, my brand kind of evolved around being the stay-home mom who built a network marketing business online in her PJs kind of a thing. I didn't realize I was branding at the time. Nobody was talking about it way back in the day like they are today, but I was, and we all have a brand already anyway. You have a brand even now. But what you want to do is spend a little bit of time defining that brand and making sure that what you put out there is congruent with that brand. So if you're into fitness, if you're into skincare, if you're into makeup, if you're into candles, if you're into greeting cards, whatever it is, if you're into appreciation, whatever it is that you're into, you can weave that into your brand, make it part of it. Like, it's kind of funny. I have always used the word fabulous. A lot of it probably stemmed from Sex and the City, just to be honest. I was totally addicted to that TV show when it was out, and I've watched every episode probably 10 times and saw every movie, and my girlfriends all get together and go see the movie every time a new one comes out. But they used to use the word fabulous, and I'm sure that's probably where I picked it up years ago. But I love to use the word fabulous. So now in my community, I'm known as the fun, fabulous, fun, fab lash gal, you know, because I'm marketing makeup and mascara and having a lot of fun with it. And so that's how I'm branding myself offline. And so I'm carrying that over online too. So fun and fabulous and fashion and different things like that. That's part of how what I want to incorporate into my brand. Not that I'm so fabulous. I don't mean that I'm putting it out there that I am, but life is fabulous. Life is fun. Experiences are fabulous, and you can look fabulous and do fabulous things and that kind of stuff. So, you know, in the content that I share and what I create, I'm incorporating that brand into it. Now, that also lends itself into incorporating my primary company into it. So I can create content around the makeup, the mascara, whatever, but it doesn't have to be my sole focus. So everything that I do on my brand and on social media doesn't have to evolve around that. So what I may do on Facebook is I'm always creating generic content, and I only share even my, I share all my generic content on facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. I share a little bit of that on my own personal profile. And then I'll add in fun little things like makeup humor, mascara humor. And I always make sure I create those images and watermark them with my website that's funfablashes.com that takes people back to where I want them to go to get that side of me. So hopefully that gives you an idea. So I can create blog posts around fun and fashion and makeup and how that fits into building a business. And I'm going to be launching a makeup blog because they're powerful and I know that, and I'll be incorporating that brand into it. So the bottom line is you want to lead with you first, you as a very well-rounded person, someone they can count on, give them a value benefit-driven statement as to why they want to do business with you. And then, oh, by the way, here's my company, here's my product line. And you weave that into the content very naturally when it fits into what you are conversing about. So that is my idea, Sarah Jane, on how to incorporate your brand and your primary company at the same time. You don't want to do it too much because sadly, and I hope this doesn't happen for you, and I don't even know what your company is, but sometimes companies don't last, and sometimes we don't last with companies. And I'm not going to get into all that. There's not a right or wrong behind it. Sometimes you control it, sometimes you don't. Hopefully you're not jumping from ship to ship because the grass looks greener. Hopefully you have viable reasons, and I'm going to assume that you do because you're a smart, educated person, and I know that. So you want to be careful that you're not locking yourself into something where later you look at it and go, oh no, now what do I do? So hopefully that helps give you some ideas on how to brand yourself. All right, that's it on today's show. If you like what you hear, send me a tweet again at Jackie Elmer. Even better, leave me a review over on iTunes, jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher. And if you don't have my report, the details are coming up on how to get that, but consider joining me on the journey in my Inner Circle coaching program and learn all kinds of tips and tricks on branding, identifying your target audience, using Instagram, video marketing, and all that fun stuff. And that's at jackieelmer.com/coach. All right, see you on the next show. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.